All right, we'll go ahead and continue. We've got Stanford coach David Shaw online, and the Cardinal are on the road at UCLA on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Your first question comes from Kurt Craxwell, Salt Lake Tribune.
David, how would you describe the work that Derek Mason has done this season and specifically against Oregon?
He's just been, you know, it's a great combination of recognizing the talent that we have and putting those guys in position to play great team defense. And I think we've got a lot of really good players, and I give those players a lot of credit for buying in, you know, and realizing that every week might be somebody else's turn to shine. You know, Chase Thomas is a great pass rusher, but he stays in his lane. You know, he stays in, he does his responsibility instead of trying to do something out of the frame of the defense to make a play. So Derek's done a great job getting those guys in position to make plays, and they've done a great job of believing in the system and playing extremely hard.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Good morning, Coach. There's been some reports that Jeff Tedford's been fired at Cal, and given the closeness of your programs and the rivalry throughout the last few years, any reaction to that?
No, not really. You know, Jeff's been a great coach for a long time, and he's the winningest coach in school history, and his, you know, his record speaks for itself over time, you know, and I think it's a sad day, and it's a harsh business, but I have a lot of respect for Jeff, both as a coach and a person.
And then looking ahead to your game, what are some of the things that have impressed you about Brett Hundley so far?
You know, just you see a guy in high school, and you always wonder, will he be able to do in college what he does in high school? And he's one of those guys that when you see him in high school, you say, yeah, he's going to be able to do it. You know, he's just big, he's strong, he's athletic, he's got a nice release, he throws an accurate ball, he gets out of trouble. He's a very, very good football player.
Great, thank you.
The next question comes from Brian Hamilton, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, David, I'm sorry to kind of take you a little bit back here to the USC game. You had some things to say about Marquise Lee before that game, saying you were the bestie since you were scouting Randy Moss. I guess what makes him what puts him at that level as a receiver?
There are no holes. You can look at most receivers and say, okay, he doesn't do this or he doesn't do that or he can't do this or he can't do that. You have a premier route runner. And as a receiver coach, that's what you look for. Who can just get open versus any coverage? He's got top speed. He's got run after catch. He blocks. He plays on special teams. You know, he plays the game, and he plays at full speed. And he's one of those rare guys that you don't typically come across. I think he's just special.
There's always obviously 11 guys on offense, but in that, is he kind of one of those guys that can make a difference all by himself?
Yeah, I think he's proven that.
Thanks.
The next question comes from Reed Forgrave, FoxSports.com.
Hey, Coach. You guys got a great front seven. Don't necessarily rely on a passing quarterback and a killer defense. You sound kind of like an SEC team. Anything to that?
Is that a compliment or not? I don't know. I think for me, it's just we're a good football team. And every year you look at your team and you try to play to your strengths. You know, a year ago, we had the best quarterback in the nation. So we were going to be a, you know, 3,000 pass and passing yards team and a good running team and play good defense. And we're going to score 30-plus points a game. And this year, we don't have that same persona on offense. So you lean towards your defense. You run the ball more. You have play action, you know. So for us, it's just playing towards our strength. And next year, that might change. So I don't know that this is going to be how we are all the time. But I do anticipate even next year we're going to lose a couple guys. Next year we're going to be really good on defense too.
In the off season, when you reevaluate, I mean, is there a moment where you say, okay, we need to totally shift our philosophy going into this season?
I think you have to look at your entire team every offseason and make sure that you're playing towards your strengths in all three phases. You know, we've got a great combination right now of we've got an outstanding kickoff guy right now in Jordan Williamson. You know, he's been sometimes good, sometimes not so good kickoffs, but all year he's been all good on kickoffs, all year. And we've got great guys that cover. And you combine that with a very good defense, and we have a chance to pin people back and get the ball to our offense and hopefully get field position.
One other totally unfair question while I'm at it. If it weren't for that one call in the Notre Dame game, do you think you guys would be in the national championship picture right now?
Two things. Number one, I never look back, you know. And number two, you're now put – all of these things are still in the hands of computers and voters. And there's no telling what would or could happen. So you know, that's what – for us and our guys, we look forward and we think about what happens on the field. And then whatever voters and computers say, they just say you know, I was in the long line of people a year ago that were arguing with computers, and you can't win an argument with a computer. You know, we were a one-loss team a year ago that had played a really, really tough schedule, and, you know, it put us in the Fiesta Bowl, which was great. You can make an argument that we could have been in something else, but it's up to whatever it's up to. But for coaches and players, we have to concentrate on what happens on the field.
Great. Good luck, sweetie, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Paul Bunker. I'm sorry, Bucher, Portland, Oregonian.
Coach, could you talk about Shane Scove as a player and his impact on your defense and how he played in Saturday's game at Autzen?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that big-time players show up in big-time games, and Shane did that. You know, he's been healthy all year. Early in the season, maybe that explosion wasn't completely back. I still think it's still in the process of coming back. But this game, we needed him to play at that level, and he did. And he was all over the place, making tackles. You know, you can feel his energy and his fire on our defensive side, and it was very well timed for him to have his best game of the year.
One other question, Coach. The huge game in this market, of course, is the Civil War. You played the Ducks and Beavers back-to-back. Thoughts on how that might turn out, that matchup?
It's going to be back and forth, I do believe. Both teams have speed on their offensive side, and those two receivers at Oregon State, I mean, they can flat-out fly, and you got to be conscious of those guys. But Oregon, once again, everybody they have on offense can fly. So I think it's going to be whichever defense can keep the other offense from making big plays is going to give themselves the best chance to win.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. David, thank you so much for your time, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.